Alola.
Episode 2.
We are.
We're here.
Let me do introductions. My name is SBJ. I have Micah.
Hello.
I have Irene.
Hi.
If you are listening to this, we're just letting you know that there might be story spoilers. I guess we can't really spoil the game.
Spoilers, you could even say.
Yeah, spoilers.
Yeah.
Keyword. This is our mini series of Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. This is not a normal episode of It's Super Effective, but we do normally do normal episodes of It's Super Effective every single Monday, but that is on hold because we are doing this 10 to possibly 12 part series of our walkthrough and playthroughs and our experiences in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. We did this last year, of course. You guys might know that if you've been following the show. If you're new, welcome. Hopefully you enjoy. This episode will be dedicated to pretty much the first town and meeting Ilima, to doing the first trial on Mele Mele Island.
This is a unique situation because we are inside baseball recording this the same day as the first episode. There hasn't been enough time for the It's Super Effective community to scream at me about how I was wrong about Lily.
Were you wrong? Did you look it up?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I was wrong.
Perfect. What a great way to start this episode.
So I expect that in the 24 hours between when the first episode is up and before this episode goes up, I will get plenty of tweets.
A little behind the scenes as well. We play through these games extremely fast to be able to do these episodes, so we might miss some stuff.
We're trying.
I'm playing two copies this time, which is really it's
quite the adventure.
It's deja vu.
My issue is, and you'll have to forgive me, I have a bad memory in general, so there are lots of things that I may think are new or may think are old that are actually the other way around.
What's about our experience that matters?
Yeah.
Well, let's start off with the best thing in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, stickers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we meet Ilima.
Yeah.
Right outside the second Pokemon Center.
Correct.
Wait, we never talked about...
Holy City.
We talking about buying some sick clothes?
Oh, I was going to talk about the photo club again.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll let you talk about it. Talk about it.
Not yet, though.
What? No, yes, it is before Ilima.
It's before we meet Ilima.
It is. Because how takes you to the tourist venue.
Oh, that.
Yeah. The little...
Not the
oh,
actual
you're thinking
photo
the new
club.
Photo club.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Never mind.
We're talking about wannabe Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Rotom
now,
Snap.
Yeah. What I was thinking about when I was doing it, could you always, with the fake Instagram comments and stuff, it's like, you have this many thumbs up.
Yeah.
Did they add to it? Like, is that version 2 thing new?
No.
It's not?
No. Every time, I think you have to upgrade a version 2, you need 1,500 points.
Yeah, I already did that.
Yeah.
On your first photo?
I did it after 2.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, wow, 1,500 on one photo. That's definitely Instagram worthy.
Pokestagram worthy. Pokegram?
No, you could always upgrade
the
camera. Yeah. I don't think, though, anything about the fake Pokemon Snap is new. It all seemed identical.
Yes, it did.
I hardly spent any time in it last time because I would never notice. I have an issue with looking at the bottom of my DS.
Me too.
So, like, with the new...
The bottom?
The bottom
the
screen.
The bottom screen.
Oh.
So, like, it would be, like, with the whole Rotom... thing. I don't know when that was introduced. We can talk about it later. But it's like you're supposed to pay attention to Rotom. So I always miss it because I'm just like, I'm not paying attention. So I'm probably missing opportunities for stuff.
His eyes turn yellow.
Also, when he looks like he's getting tired, if you tap him, it'll wake him up and it'll give you something.
Everyone says it gives you something. I've gotten nothing except like he either gives me a heart and that's it.
Yeah.
Or he'll ask me a question.
I think. This is new. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the like actual on-screen interactions with Rotom?
With the questions and stuff?
Yeah, where he'll like ask you a question or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you can pick a selection to respond.
I think that's new.
I think that's new as well. Yeah.
And then he like
three experts
gives you a
here.
Heart.
The expert panel.
Yeah. I think.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember it either.
So. It's true.
We meet Ilima after we get dragged aside for fake Pokemon Snap. and he's putting up stickers, which at this point I've noticed a ton of stickers around.
Right.
But you can't grab them yet.
I
asked Irene pretty early on in the game how many stickers she got, and she was like, one. And at this point I've had like 12.
I don't notice them. I saw like the little like ooh thing of that the sticker does, like,
wait,
the little sparkly.
It goes,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Pokemon talk.
Oh.
And the stickers
spoiler
talk.
The yeah. stickers are actually ghastly.
Ghastly.
Adhesive.
Sticker.
Okay.
Residue.
Ew.
Well, it leaves like a residue.
No, I got it.
I understand.
Okay, good. Gugan. This episode is brought to you by Gugan.
Gugan.
Gugan, yeah. It works really well.
The Pokemon Gugan.
Yeah, that's UB Adhesive's real name. Gugan.
Gugan.
What were you saying?
I don't even remember what I was saying anymore. Something
you were
about stickers.
That you saw them. You saw the sparkle.
Oh, I saw a few of them, but okay. Like I didn't. Like I was just like, oh, okay, whatever. And then when it was like, oh, you're supposed to collect these, I was like, I feel like I missed a bunch, but I'm not gonna go back and look for them. So I don't know.
Real talk. I love the stickers.
I'm a big fan.
Big.
Yeah,
big fan.
You like collecting stuff.
I do.
Yes. I mean, it is Pokemon.
It does.
Yeah.
I think
gotta. Stick them all.
I try my hardest, but I feel like I never succeed.
I think what I like about them is if you see it, you almost always have a way to get there. And there's only been two stickers I haven't gotten so far. So one is the first sticker, which you need Tauros to break the rock.
Yeah.
By the stage in Iki Town.
Yeah.
And then the second sticker is the one in the rich pool in Ilima's house party
yeah.
pool.
Right.
Where it says you need a fishing rod for. I haven't gotten that yet, so I don't know when you get it, but those like two stickers have not left my mind. I know exactly where they are. I want to get them.
Man.
I'm curious. I bet there's no payoff for getting all the stickers, but I know only because chat told me if you get 20 stickers, that's your first totem Pokemon.
I don't know anything about these stickers. Like, okay, I'll try.
But don't you want a big...
I bet you it'll be a passport, like... ticker thing like
what
oh probably I it'll never, probably be a stamp to get all the stickers.
Don't you want a giant gumshoes on your team?
Yes,
there's some like different people in the town, and I noticed they'd said different things. For the most part though, it's kind of the same.
Yeah, it is a lot of the same.
When you walk around the town to the ice cream shop, I don't know what it's called. Malasadas.
Are they cookies? No, they're like empanadas.
Yeah,
what? Enchiladas?
No. Okay.
This is
the part where Irene and I totally understand what's happening, and Steve...
It's ice cream.
Uncultured Steve. No, it's not ice cream.
And it's not an enchilada.
Okay, let me put it in Steve terms. You know those pies that you get at the gas station? The, like, fruit pies?
No.
Yes, because you bought one the last time we went to Meijer.
It's like the chocolate.
Oh,
it's like the chocolate pie.
Chocolate pudding pie.
We have one in the kitchen.
I wouldn't consider that a pie.
That's pretty much what it is.
So you're saying it's like a breaded shell.
Yes.
With pudding on the inside.
With stuff
filling.
On the inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Filling.
All right.
Correct.
I feel you.
Steve terms.
So anyways, how is there? And we get our first introduction to Team Skull.
Yes. Is this different?
It's only different because How explains them differently.
And Ilima is there, right?
No, Ilima shows Ilima's up left. When you beat Team Skull. So I'm disappointed on one specific thing. It sets it up as a double battle.
Yeah.
But it's not a double battle.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's always been that way, right?
Yeah, but give me a... like. If this is my first Pokemon game and you've clearly made it easier and accessible to do, like getting your Pokemon, doing the wild battles, doing the Spearow battle, battling House 7 times before this point.
Yeah.
Like, introduce me to a double battle. Like, that is such a new thing for a fresh off the boat, no pun intended, Pokemon trainer.
Also, this grunt battle happened in the previous games. On the marina, and the like partner was not How, it was Ilima, right?
Mm.
Because then afterwards, that's when Ilima says, "Do you want to challenge me to a fight or whatever?"
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
So How is like, these guys are thugs, and Pokemon loves the word thug. And playing through Leaf Green and old games. That's like their term for bad guys, yeah, which is fine. They what stood out to me the most was they steal people's Pokemon, which I don't know if they ever have. Like, I guess I've never seen them. Did they steal a Yungoose at some point? I don't know.
I thought that I was under the impression that their whole thing is that they're trying to steal things that will help, like charms and whatever that will help them progress in their trials.
Yeah, so
from people who are doing the trials?
Right. So Hao said they steal Pokemon and they steal stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're none of that makes sense because Alima definitely says, like, if they just do the trial the right way, they'll succeed. So they're clearly trial goers. And then he's like, I wish they would stop stealing my stickers. But don't they also need the stickers as a trial goer? Like, I don't understand. There's, like, a slight disconnect. Not that it matters.
Well, I don't think you need the stickers as a trial goer. I think it's just, like, an added
But
bonus.
If you're a trial goer, are they not technically stealing them because they are also trial goers? Like, he definitely says they're trial goers. But they're just
No,
bad.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They're just bad trial goers.
They're shortcutting their way through it. Or trying to. And it's not working. My really dumb realization that I was very excited about is that they're Grunt A and Grunt B, right?
Which is the same.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
And Grunt A calls Grunt B, calls them B all the time. Yo, we got to go, B. And I didn't get it at first because I was like, oh, they're just, you know, they're trying to be like, they're using slang. But then it clicked and I was like, oh, it's because it's Grunt B. He's calling him B.
Oh,
yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I don't know.
The same thing happened with me, and then I was just like, oh, gosh.
I know we had a lot of conversations about Team Skull last time, mm-hmm. and I don't think we have to address those again, because we're getting the same thing.
Yeah. If you're curious, though, there was about one whole episode dedicated to...
I think it might be titled Team Skull, or it might be the Gladion episode. I can't remember.
I think maybe episode 3, the last one.
We talked about them a lot one time at the end, too.
Yeah, because it comes up a couple times. And there's also Po-Town. Yeah.
Yep.
Not sure if they're doing anything different with Team Skull.
Yeah.
So far, it's the same. But that's okay, because I think most of the game is the same.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But I will say that I think Team Skull, whether you hate them or like them or don't care for them, they're definitely way more memorable than any of the grunts in Cyrus's group, in Team Plasma's groups, and definitely Team Flare. I don't remember a single thing that Team Flare actually did besides Lysander himself.
I agree. I don't really remember grunts, period. I just remember that they were...
Well, there's the Team
existed.
Rocket grunt that you remember that's like, I dropped the lift key, I'm so silly. There it is on the floor. Like, that dude was kind of funny.
I like this idea of giving the, like, lackeys character, though. Like, giving them, like, these two, Grunt A and Grunt B, you see multiple times is, like...
I'm pretty sure they're the same two that steal the stop sign as well.
Yeah. They're just, like...
That was pretty good.
They're just, like, goofy dudes that are, like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Can I talk about clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, man, clothes. Dang.
I spent so much time... Let me tell you, playing a girl character is way more fun than playing a boy character. There's so much more that you can like with clothes and like the makeup case, which I didn't know was a thing at all.
Yeah.
Which is great. Cause you don't get that at all when you're a boy, apparently, for, you know, whatever reason.
That's dumb.
But the clothes are incredible. There's a bunch of new clothes. It's super fun. I don't know. I had a really good time.
Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time trying to decide what I wanted. And then Lily was like, I found some clothes. Do you want them? And she's...
Wait, she gives you clothes?
Yeah, because she was talking about how her mom,
yeah.
She has, like, her mom has always dressed her and how she already had a copy of...
Wait, did this like, happen
no,
in the first
said,
one?
I don't remember.
I don't know because I played a boy character. I don't know if she gives you something as a girl character in the first one, but she definitely comes out of the clothing store and she says, they gave me this free thing for being the 999th
she
customer
says that for
or whatever.
Me.
Yeah,
and she's like, "I got this thing. Hey, you can have it. I don't want it. My mom dresses me or whatever it is that she says.
So I ended up wearing that after trying on a bunch of clothes anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says the same thing to me as a boy character.
But she didn't give you anything?
She said you should go in because you might get something.
Oh, did you get something when you
went?
No. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Sorry. What was it? It's like a shirt, right?
It's like a tank top that's yellow. It's cute.
So what I definitely noticed, this is what I noticed from playing two versions. I got farther in my moon version first.
Yeah.
So I went in the shop and I was like, so for boys, it's you have a tank top that's like six different colors.
Uh-huh.
Then you have a V-neck that's six different colors. Then you have a polo that's six different colors. And then you have the striped shirt.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's like all the clothes you get right off the beginning. And I think there's maybe like two, like there's like a wishy-washy tank top. The colors are different between games.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, sweet. They got a purple V-neck. I'm getting that because Pokemon podcast, mostly purple.
Yeah.
So I put the V-neck on. And then when I was playing Ultra Sun in bed with Irene, I was like, okay, clothing store, let's dress up again. And I was like, there's no purple shirt.
That's interesting.
There's an orange shirt.
Did you pick orange?
I picked orange, yeah. Which is what I remembered picking originally in Sun. But there was also no... There was no gray in the Sun version. There was beige, and then in Ultra Moon, there was gray and not beige.
These are all boring clothes. Can we talk about the fat Pikachu surfing on a rainbow? Because that's the best shirt
for girls.
They have it.
There was not a Pikachu shirt.
You don't have
me.
This?
No.
Yeah.
It's a blue tank top, and it has a chubby Pikachu surfing, and the wave is a rainbow, and it's incredible.
I feel like they have a couple other fun shirts, too.
No. Did you guys...
There's, like, at least one other.
Also, the only hat I had was, like, the Tribby hat. I don't know what it's called.
Trilby.
Yeah. So I took my hat off.
Oh, okay.
I kept my hat on.
The hat for the girls is really great.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a flower on it. It's pretty.
I'm resetting.
It's also
both
the
games.
First. It's the first store, though. So in other places, they have other clothing shops, so they'll be different.
Yeah,
I think it's confirmed though that there's still no pants. It's only
no. They have pants.
No, like pants.
Oh yeah, like not actual pants. You get knee socks as a girl, and they're awesome.
No knee socks for boys. Let me tell you.
Shorts and knee socks.
There is crew socks. They're not crew. They're ankle socks. I know what a crew sock is. I've been to Target.
Welcome to the sock cast.
I'm so upset. It's like the Pokemon Go issue all over again. I just want to see my socks. I don't want ankle socks. You battle Ilima.
Yeah.
Ilima has a young goose, I think.
And a Smeargle.
And a Smeargle.
Which knows Ember, at least for my Rowlet in New Ember, and it wrecked my team because I had nothing but bugs and Rowlet, and it just destroyed me.
It's tough. I was watching other people play this, and I've seen multiple people have trouble with this specific battle.
Yeah,
barely survived, but I survived. But I've seen multiple people get knocked out and go back to the Poké Center.
I survived on Twitch in my Moon playthrough, but I got wrecked with Rowlet. Because he knew to use Ember, and it wasn't like I said in the first episode, most trainers, they'll have a move that's super effective, but it's almost like you're rolling a dice with them. Sometimes they'll use Growl, sometimes they'll use Scratch, or sometimes they'll actually use Ember, which is super effective.
Yeah.
Ilima did not roll the dice. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
It's really smart, because for me with Ilima, I did fine, but I also traded over Pokemon from Moon. So they were all, I think they all might have been slightly higher level.
Yeah.
So that helped. With a few other trainers, half my Pokemon were fainted, and I felt like I was going to lose, and I kept using revives and potions and revives and potions, and I hardly ever do that. So I don't know. I like that element so far.
It makes it more stressful, and I don't know, more. It feels challenging.
Also, I've noticed trainers have been using stuff, even in, like, wild battles against, like, a Furfru. We haven't talked about, like, the new Pokemon we can see.
Yeah.
But even in a wild battle against Furfru, it was using baby doll eyes.
You found a Furfru?
Yeah.
Like, a wild one?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
It's in Howly Grass.
What? You have to, like, open the gate.
I haven't been to the cemetery.
And you can take your Furfru to the haircut place and get the Furfru haircut, too.
Oh, man.
Furfru also gives you kind of a lot of experience if you knock it out.
Yeah.
But Furfuru would use baby doll eyes on like my Rowlet, and all of a sudden, because all of Rowlet's base moves are physical, besides the one ghost move it knows, which you can't hit Furfuru with.
Yeah.
And I was doing like chip damage against his level 9 Furfuru, and I looked through all my Pokemon and I realized, oh, everything is a physical attacker. It's impossible to kill this Furfuru because it just every time I'd send something out, it would baby doll eyes it twice, and I would just do chip damage.
I, at this point, was struggling solely on the fact that at this point I was able to send over my shiny Mimikyu, which I was very excited to. I'm trying to do the whole playthrough with Mimikyu as like my primary companion, which is tough because there are cutoffs where like they won't obey you anymore, like there are in any Pokemon game. But Mimikyu as a baby knows nothing that does damage aside from curse, which takes half of Mimikyu's damage or
health,
and then puts you in a position where you just have to like wait it out. So I'm consistently switching out my first Pokemon because it's Mimikyu to whatever other Pokemon I'm picking. So I'm almost always at a disadvantage going into battles at this point.
Even where you are in the game now? Or has it gotten better?
Where I am in the game now?
Yeah.
No, I'm good now.
Okay.
But early, where we were talking about right now, it was rough because I had nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't until, like, I think 20 or something, it learned Shadow Sneak or 17 or whatever. So, like, early on, through that whole first section, I've gotten nothing that this Pokemon can do.
Yeah, I traded over a Cosmog, which was really dumb.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't know anything, and it doesn't learn anything until, like, level 43 or something. So I leveled it, like, 10 levels, and then I was like, this isn't getting any better, and it can't learn anything, so I gotta get rid of
it's
you.
It's literally a black hole in your party.
Yeah, like, I had 5 Pokemon.
There are a couple Pokemon that definitely surprised me, which I was looking forward to. Inkay was one.
Yes.
In the grass. Mime Jr.
Is Inkay catchable in that first area?
Yeah.
Okay, because not
the very first area. He's by the Kukui's lab.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yep.
Because I encountered a trainer that had one,
yeah,
but I didn't spend
there.
Enough time in the grass.
He's there. He's there, yeah.
Awesome.
Inkay's there. There was Zorua by the trainer school.
Oh, I didn't even see, I didn't see that either.
I see. I haven't been surprised by any Pokemon, I don't think.
There's a Twitch clip of me catching Zorua with a Premier Ball, and I only had 2, and I caught it in the first try. It was so satisfying because nice. Zorua is really cool, actually.
Yeah.
It's the better Lucario of Lucario.
I like Zorua. Not a Zoroark fan.
Ms. Mime Jr. inside the city.
What?
Was that not always the case?
I don't think
that
so.
That's new. That's definitely new. I'm seeing a lot of people playing with Mr. Mime on their team.
Man, yeah. I need to go and catch some more stuff. Dang it.
Furfuru, of course.
Yep.
Abra is still there. Magnemite is still in the grass. Those were there before.
Correct.
I'm trying to think if there were any other ones. Drifloom and Gastly are still at the cemetery, as well as Murkrow. Yeah, I think they're really exciting. My chat almost started World War III because Inkay, I don't know if you remember, in X and Y, which it was debuted, in order to evolve Inkay, you have to get it to a certain level and then turn your 3DS upside down.
Yeah.
Evolve it.
Yep.
No.
It's like it might be the only Pokemon that has that. It might be one of 2 Pokemon, but I think it's the only one.
Yeah. I think so too.
Are you trolling me?
No, I'm not.
This is real.
You have it. So when it hits the like level, so it's level 30. When it hits level 30, you turn your 3DS upside down, the gyroscope then recognizes it's upside down, so then he evolves. But I was like, I can't remember what level Inkay evolves, and a couple people were like, well, Bubblepedia says it's 30, and then all of a sudden, some other people in chat were like, well, Cerebee says it's 20, and we're like, oh no. So they're going back and forth. People were like, no, it's 30. No, it's 20. And then finally, it was like, oh, wait, no, we read the wrong thing. It's 30.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, this is how it starts, because of Inkay. Inkay is now off my team, though, because I picked Zorua over Inkay, and they're both dark Pokemon.
I can't believe I missed all these Pokemon.
Also, Zorua, let me tell you, it's the first time I'm using it in my party, and there's been countless times where I send out Zorua, but it's a different Pokemon.
Okay.
And I'm just like,
I was going to talk about this later, because this happened to me, but
and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I messed up. I sent out Grubbin, I meant to send out Zorua, and then all of a sudden it's like, Oh, wait, no, it's Zerua. You're just hiding.
Yeah, I didn't know Zerua was catchable that early. So maybe I'll have
to
go.
So where
back
do I need
get...
to go? Can you repeat?
Zerua is by the trainer school. It's inside the grass next to the trainer school. It is the rare Pokemon in there, but I found three pretty easily. And then Furfru is right outside the Pokemon Center in the city. Just open the little gate to go inside the grass. And then you'll also get Abra there, and you'll also get Magnemite there. Although
Mime Jr. is there
as
well.
And Mime Jr. I think Magnemite is the rare one, from my understanding, because I had really trouble finding him.
Oh, I found a bunch.
Yeah, okay. I found a bunch of Magnemite, too.
Maybe just for me it was rare. Yeah, I was finding Furfru and Mime Jr. left and right.
I was not finding Furfru as often. I'll tell you that. So maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's a, like,
it's just luck
system
it.
Difference
yeah.
or something.
So the trainer
or
school and the... And outside Pokemon the, Center, outside the city.
The big
in
city.
The city.
In the city. Any of those grass patches around the police station or the Malasala station, you can get those Pokemon.
What? Oh, wow. Thank you.
But Zerua is by the trainer school, and I think it's only there.
I'm a little disappointed. Mime Jr., who is in Howley City. Shout out to Miss D and Faith, who helped name it. But after the fact, I was very disappointed that I didn't name it Mr. Ketchum. So if you catch a Mr. if you catch a Mime Jr., feel free to name it Mr. Ketchum.
Mr. Ketchum.
On my behalf.
Mime Jr. is great.
It's pretty cool.
We talked about this a year ago, but a thing I still really, really, really like that is still in Sun and Moon or Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon is at least in Hawaii City.
Yeah.
There are two side missions that you can do. One is in the Pokemon Center, and one is in the travel brochure place. But you talk to the person, they want something specific. So the person in the Pokemon Center wants to see an Abra. And so if you catch an if you catch an Abra, you don't need it in your party. You just talk to her, and she'll give you, I think she gives you either...
$10,000.
She gives you $10,000. And then the other person, they want to see just 10 Pokemon that you've caught. And when you talk to them, they give you $10,000.
Yeah, it's all just Pokedex based.
Yeah.
Like, they just want to see the Pokedex entry for the Pokemon, not
and it's
the
super
actual
awesome.
Pokemon. Yeah.
There's another cool. one, too, with a Cabrawler.
I think that's...
But that's, I think, the next
the
Pokemon
third
Center.
Third Pokemon Center, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. But I think there should be more of those in Pokemon games. And I think there should be a side quest area in your decks that you can go like, oh, I talked to this person. This is what they wanted. This is where they are. So you know that, like, you have something to work towards,
yeah.
and you know where to return it to. Because if you just talk to that person and you're just not paying attention, it just seems like any other NPC conversation.
You know, they could take a page from a game like, I don't know, what is it called? That one game that people like, Monster Hunter? Is that the name of it?
Ah.
We have, like, a quest board, and you can just get quests from the quest board.
They could.
I feel like that would be great. And then you can carry on with your adventure and just stock, but, you know, like, what's that other game people like? Destiny? Is that it? Like, bounties?
I think Call of Duty also has adopted that.
See, I mean, like, that's the new standard.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a really good game mechanic.
It is. Especially in a game that, like, encourages you to collect, but this is all... this helps build that even more. Because looking at a giant Pokedex and going, oh, 400 Pokemon, I'm never going to achieve that. But if you have somebody going, hey, if you have 10 Pokemon, I'll give you this. If you have 20 Pokemon, I'll give you this. It's
yeah.
those little steps that help you achieve these bigger goals.
Right. Or goals to, like, get to a Pokedex. Like, if you need two of this thing to evolve it into different things, get two of these, because I want to see two of them at the same time. Like, you know, things to help encourage you do, like, certain milestones.
Mm-hmm. I think this all leads up to the cemetery slash new beach area. Not that there's a lot to say at the beach, but
what?
There's Surfer Carlton.
Oh my God, what a babe.
With Deli
He's
Bird.
Okay. He's kind of squinty.
Kidding me?
Squinty.
Such
he was
hunk.
A hunk. Hunky Carlton. I don't know.
Yeah, that suave like.
That like, yeah, the hand pose.
Holding his chin and giving you the eye.
I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about the beach.
With the new manatee surfing thing?
Yes. That as far as this episode, you're not allowed to do yet.
Yeah. I don't really understand how it works yet since I haven't played it, but isn't it you ride it and then the distance you do, you get, you like, how do you get battle points?
I don't think you get it from...
You can get battle points from doing, I'm assuming, Battle Tower. I don't know, because that's how you got them in Sun and Moon.
But that's so far away.
However, you can also get BP from doing Mantine Surfing.
Yeah.
Or from Pokemon Bank.
Yes, or from Pokemon Bank.
Which is not updated yet with Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon.
Right.
So I bet a lot of shiny streamers are pretty upset about that.
Why? Like, how is that not ready at this point?
Well, it makes sense in this instance, because if I could link to it, I could cash out 400 battle points instantly and buy everything in that shop.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. I thought maybe more the reason that they're not doing it is because then it encourages people to catch Pokemon. Rather than just be like, I'm going to bank dump my entire Alola Dex over, which is what I was ready to do. Now I'm actually having to catch Pokemon in Pokemon.
I think it's fine, though. I know. I can see why people are upset about it, but I think it's fine to be like, okay, you guys, you got to wait 2 weeks for this compatibility. It's fine.
Is that the time frame? It's 2 weeks?
They said the end of November.
Okay.
Yeah, they said end of November.
I'm fine with that. I'm okay with it, too, because if I would have done that, I probably would have been less likely to seek out Pokemon in the grass, and probably wouldn't have seen things like Furfru and Inkay and, you know, whatever else that's new.
Magnemite. From my understanding, Cemetery is all the same, so we can skip past that. There's a rich business guy in there for some reason who's got kind of funny. Jeremy. Businessman Jeremy.
I actually did not. I completely missed the Cemetery.
Yeah, so. I didn't go in it either.
It's an antidote, a super potion, three battles, and a TM, and it's not even a good TM. I think it's Confide.
Yeah.
That's it.
Your memory's so good.
The Tauros stuff is still happening at this point.
Oh, it's you're still chasing
Tauros around. Or Hala's chasing it around.
Yeah, they set up the Mantine stuff at the beach pretty much to come back. Team Skull is there again.
Can I ask this quick? Because this is a difference, I think. In the originals, when you see the Tauros, Hala says, give it a pat on its head or whatever, or give it a pet or something. In this one, you get options of where to pet it.
Yeah.
And I initially was like, oh, I just picked the first one and it was fine. But the second time around when I did it, I picked something and he said, oh, Tauros didn't like that. And I got to pick something else.
Mm-hmm.
The same
and
thing
it was like
to me.
Until I got to the right thing.
I think it's new.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. It's like a little bit more like it's clearly setting you up for this is going to be your ride Pokemon.
Yeah.
But it makes it so that you're kind of bonding with it a little bit before it's just suddenly you can ride it.
I definitely was like with the Tauros. I was very confused because the right one for me was grab it by the horn.
Yeah, me too.
And why would you do that?
Right. I was like, well, this doesn't make sense.
You got to show that you're not scared of it,
yeah,
I think.
Okay.
Be dominant, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how you get very seriously injured.
Yeah.
This all leads up to the first grand trial.
The first trial, not grand trial.
Oh, sorry, yeah, not grand trial. But the first trial, sorry, words. It is picture perfect, the same thing.
Yes.
Yep.
Nothing is changed.
And I wanted something to be a little different. I was hoping that Team Skull wouldn't interfere because I was curious what that final puzzle would have been like without them. Because the young goose goes between the three. And you have to stop it, but since Team Skull then shows up, they stand at two of them, and then you go to the last one.
The Young Goose or the Rattata?
Oh, for me...
It depends on which game it is.
I completely forgot about that. For me, it was Young Goose. But I guess when I get to it on my stream, it will be Rattata. Alolan Rattata.
Mine was a Gumshoes.
So yeah, you're playing Sun.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So for Moon, it will be Rattata.
Yes. Okay. Help my memory here. What was it in the originals? Was it the same?
It was the same.
It was
Young
Goose for Sun, Rattata for...
Okay.
It's one of, like, two trials that have split where it's different Pokemon in each version.
Okay.
A little disappointing that this was exactly the same.
Yeah.
I noticed there was a TM above the totem to grab the crystal.
Yeah.
They give you...
Was that there before?
That was there before.
But you still need Tauros to get it.
Yep.
Okay. I wasn't 100% sure.
I thought it was sticker, because that's starting to get confusing, because I'm really adamant about finding those stickers.
Yeah.
And they kind of have the same, like, visual effect.
All right. That's where we're leaving off.
Yeah.
As we'll leave off at that trial. It was pretty much the same. You get your first Z crystal, which is what? Blitz? Redneck Blitz?
Breakneck.
What?
Blitz? Bread? Huh?
Breadneck Blitz.
Same thing. And then when you go outside, Kukui gives you a quick demo on how to use it, yep. which I was hoping wouldn't be there.
Yes. Okay, here's a complaint I got. Here's a hot take. I got an issue. Don't show me a slideshow on how to do something and then immediately follow it up with an in-action tutorial of it. Just one or the other. I saw the slideshow and I was like, oh, cool. And people in chat were like, oh, we don't have to watch the thing anymore. And then it immediately followed with an actual tutorial yep. of it. Why? It's just extending. This is already a very long section. Don't make it longer.
Yeah. So I think for the next episode, we will do that. I know, no spoilers. I know there's something a little different right after the trial. If you walk like 4 feet, you'll see something slightly different. And then I'm assuming, and then we go into Hala, which is the grand trial. And so that will be our next episode. But because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola!
It's Super Effective is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to our Patreon, which we have updated to an easy URL for you. It is ise.cash. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community where you can chat and battle and trade with other Pokemon trainers. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.